welcome to the free daily Bible study podcast, a daily journey through the unfolding story of the Bible based on the McShane Bible reading plan. My name is Jacob Gerber, and today's meditation for May 18th comes from Numbers 27. Because Moses will not remain with Israel forever, we find Moses making more and more preparations for his looming absence as we continue to read through the end of the Pentateuch. Here in Numbers 27, we find Moses making preparations for his departure in two important ways. First, in Numbers 27, verses 1 through 11, Moses clarifies the inheritance rights of the daughters of Zelophehad, who had died without any sons to whom he could leave his inheritance. According to the standard law, their father's name and their family's heritage would be blotted out from Israel without any inheritance to pass down, unless Yahweh made a different provision. Moses then inquires about the case with Yahweh, who makes what would have been an extraordinary decree according to the customs of the day. Yahweh commands that if a man dies without a son, his daughters should receive his inheritance, in Numbers 27, verse 8. And if there are no daughters, then the inheritance should pass to the man's brothers, or to his father's brothers, or to his nearest kin, in Numbers 27, verses 9 through 11. This law provides some of the background to the story of Ruth, who seeks Boaz as her kinsman redeemer when Ruth's husband dies along with his brother and his father, leaving behind only the women, Ruth, Ruth's sister-in-law Orpah, and Ruth's mother-in-law Naomi, in Ruth 1 verses 1 through 5. Second, Yahweh commands Moses to commission Joshua to take over the leadership of Israel after he is gone, investing Joshua with the same authority that Moses has held so that the entire nation of Israel would obey him, in Numbers 27, verse 18 through 20. To commission Joshua for leadership, Moses lays his hands on Joshua, a ritual that carries into the New Testament practice for ordaining both deacons in Acts 6 verse 6 and elders in 1 Timothy 4:14 and 5:22, as well as 2 Timothy 1 verse 6. Sometimes we think about Christian leadership in terms of the indispensability of the leader. So, when a leader in the church dies and a ministry falls apart, we draw the conclusion that the leader must have been extraordinarily special. While the Bible does acknowledge the tragedy of seeing great leaders die, for example, look at Deuteronomy 34, verse 8 through 12, to see how it handles when Moses dies, the Bible also teaches that part of Christian leadership means preparing for the next generation. The Apostle Peter wrote specifically about this point. He writes this. He says, "And I will make every effort so that after my departure, you may be able at any time to recall these things." In 2 Peter 1, verse 15. When his time grew short, he sought to prepare the next generation for following Christ. In your ministry, are you seeking to make yourself indispensable? Or do you labor with the humility to exalt Christ above yourself? Meditate on the words of John the Baptist, who, according to Matthew 11, verse 11, was the final and greatest prophet of the Old Covenant. In John 3, verse 30, we read John the Baptist saying this, "Jesus must increase, but I must decrease." Thanks for listening to the Free Daily Bible Study podcast. You can get more free Bible study resources by liking Free Daily Bible Study on Facebook at www.facebook.com/freedailybiblestudy.